truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The big sales numbers recorded across the new truck sales industry through 2018 has continued through July. The latest VFAX data shows a 12.7% increase in new truck sales in Australia compared to the same month last year. In total, 3,344 new heavy commercial vehicles left dealerships in July. Year-to-date, sales are now on the other side of 23,000, a figure a full 17% better than across the same period last year. Once again, it was the heavy-duty segment that led the way in July with 1,088 deliveries, a 21.4% improvement on the same month in 2017. Year-to-date, the segment is ahead an incredible 32.4%. Some of the best performing truck brands in July 2018 included Fuso, Hino, Kenworth and Mercedes-Benz, while MAN, UD Trucks and Scania all lost ground in the month. Check out all the data at heavyvehicles.com.au. They might be owned by the same people, however, a merger of the Western Star and Freightliner brands looks unlikely. The two brands, both subsidiaries of Daimler Trucks North America, are enjoying very different fortunes in 2018. Freightliner has the top-selling Cascadia, which is a model we'll see in Australia soon, and last year dominated more than 37% of the heavy-duty market in the US. While Western Star sales accounted for less than 3% of the market. It's a similar scenario in Australia, where Western Star consistently has only about 1% of the heavy commercial vehicle market and is regularly the lowest selling brand among the heavy duty truck players. So, would it make sense to roll the Western Star brand under the Freightliner umbrella? Dave Carson, president of Western Star, believes there's good reasons why that's unlikely to happen. In an interview with Trucks.com, Carson said he believed a merger wasn't on the cards. He says, "We see absolute value to the brand as a standalone brand, but not as a completely separate or distinct product or company from Freightliner." He says, "We see it as complementary." Check out more comments from Mr. Carson on our website, heavyvehicles.com.au. There's a new tie-up between two Australian bus distributors that could boost the fortunes of two bus brands. It's been announced that the distributor for Optare Buses, Bus Corp Oceania, and Bonluck distributor, Bus & Coach Sales Australasia, are now working jointly to grow the local presence and support for both brands. The deal sees owners and prospective owners of Optare and Bonluck Buses & Coaches offered the reassurance of national sales and service support for both brands. For the uninitiated, Optare Buses are built in the UK, with the brand being a subsidiary of Ashok Leyland, part of the Indian Hinduja Group, while Bonluck Bus is a Chinese bus manufacturer. As part of the arrangement, BCO will become the Bonluck dealer for New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, WA and New Zealand, while BCSA will become the dealer for Optare in Queensland and Northern New South Wales, handling sales and service for the brand in both regions. It was a big success in its inaugural year last year. Now it's been confirmed that the Western Star Show and Shine event will return in November. Penske Commercial Vehicles locking in Saturday, November 17 for this year's event that will once again be held in southeast Queensland. This time though, instead of the Mount Cotton Driver Training Centre, the event will shift west to the Toowoomba Showgrounds, providing proud Western Star owners with a chance to show off their trucks. Penske Commercial Vehicles will again hand out a range of awards, including Truck of the Show and Best Western Star under 5 years, and a host of prizes will be handed out too. Iveco has kicked off a special offer for prospective medium-duty truck buyers. For a limited time, a test drive of any of the trucks in the Iveco Eurocargo range will get you a $200 Iveco Visa debit card. The offer is valid across all 4x2 and 4x4 models in both Euro 5 and Euro 6 variants. But you better be quick if you want to grab the gift card. It applies only to the first 200 participants who registered their detail as per the terms and conditions of the offer on the Iveco website. Record truck sales isn't just a phenomenon happening in Australia. 52,400 heavy-duty trucks were delivered in the US in July, a total higher than any month on record. The result even more impressive due to July typically being the weakest order intake month of the year. ACT Research say the total 24% up on the same month last year. But there wasn't quite as much joy in the medium-duty segment in the US. Preliminary data showing net orders fell 27% month over month to 19,500 units. Despite the slowdown in medium-duty truck sales in July, the segment still 22% ahead of where it was this time in 2017. And the Hino 500 Series wide cab has been a great success for Hino Australia. Now the standard cab version is on the horizon too. Hino confirming the 500 Series standard cab models will land in November, set to be offered in FC, FD and FE models in Australia. Hino's product strategy manager, Daniel Petrosky, says the standard cab variant will be a welcome sight in Hino dealerships. It's set to boast the same standard safety features that you find in the wide cab, including stability control, while the popular Hino midsize offering will also welcome an all-new modern interior that Hino say will raise the bar for style and occupant comfort amongst the Japanese manufacturers.
Truck and bus news, thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
In recent years, we've seen LED daytime running lights become a legal requirement on cars across many nations. And there's a very good reason why these small yet bright lights are becoming a necessity. Simply, they could save you from an accident. But what if your car, your ute, your 4x4 or your truck doesn't have daytime running lights? Well, that doesn't mean you have to miss out on the benefits of these very effective additions. Altrex Auto Accessories can supply you with Alpina 28-inch LED light strips. And they're very easily retrofitted to any vehicle. Order your Alpina 28-inch LED light strips now from the Altrex Auto Accessories online store for just $30. Altrex.com.au.